on the speeches he's heard to open our discussions. Rick, over to you.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Dougal asked me if I'd try and draw together some of what we've heard by way of stimulating the discussion, and asked me uncharacteristically to be provocative and controversial, so I'll try my best. The strategy itself, I'd commend to you. I think it's an excellent and timely document. It starts off with a very bold phrase that the UK has the potential to be a world leader in innovation. I sent to Adrian and others a report, an international report published about the same time, which was entitled Innovation Indicators, in which we came number 15. In the top five were Germany, Switzerland, and Singapore. I think part of what Adrian showed us was that when we look at our metrics for research excellence, we have it by the bucket load. The UK is superb. Research excellence is a necessary precursor for innovation, but it is not itself sufficient. And I think that's what this new strategy starts to address. It puts in place mechanisms, and Adrian outlined a few, that start to enable innovation. The catapults, like others, I regret the name. Something more modern like longbows might have been better. But certainly the lead one of those, I was very closely involved in the high value added manufacturing, drawing together seven important manufacturing centres in the UK in a network and providing the underpinning funding for the capital to give them security going forward. E-infrastructure, 158 million, a lot of money. And yet we'll be lucky to get into the top 20 supercomputers in the world with that investment. It just shows the challenge to the UK. And it's not just about having big computers, it's about UK industry having access to them. And it's sad to say that today, despite our existing supercomputing, I get more access to, and it's considerably cheaper for my company to use the University of Illinois supercomputer than any in the UK. Moving on, Tim, I've had the pleasure to be part of Tim's very widely dispersed team pulling together his report, and I think he gave you some very good indicators of what's to come. The biz strategy, by contrast, I think is a bit light on universities and their importance to the innovation process. There are a few comments again on how important the research base is. But I think the UK universities, as Tim was pointing out, do a superb job of themselves bridging that so-called valley of death. We don't have Fraunhofer Institutes, we don't have Helmholtz Institutes, we don't have Max Planck Institutes. We have dismantled many of our corporate research centres and we've dismantled our national research centres. So what we have are universities. They have to fill that gap. And many of them do, and many of them are very good at it. Finally, on to Andy, wide-ranging, and you would expect that. Andy, I have immense admiration for. He's a serial innovator. He's the sort of person small business funding should go to, and he deserves every penny of it. But the strategy, again, propagates the myth that all innovation is down to SMEs, that every SME is somehow wonderfully innovative and that many of them are not, in fact, burger flippers, but stifled innovative people. And I think it propagates a myth that needs to be knocked down. The bridge between SMEs and large companies is vital to innovation. Very few SMEs can go out to borrow a market and sell their wares. They are part of other people's systems. They need to be integrated into that. Yes, we're relaunching the grant scheme for SMEs under a new brand, and the report makes reference to the SBIR system in the US. The strength of the SBIR system in the US is it allows that joining together of large companies and small companies to bring that innovation to the market. It doesn't confiscate the grant if a large company buys a small company, which tends to happen in the UK. So all in all, I think you've had three excellent speakers. I think the strategy from BIS is very timely, and I just conclude by saying I think research investment is of itself a good economic stimulus. It provides jobs, it provides investment in capital and equipment, much of which is sourced in the UK, and unlike many other job creation schemes, it has a lasting legacy in terms of IP the seeds of future growth. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.